uncircular. The entombment of all that wrath bespeaks the stench of a fragmenting into finality. To me, this matters. I anchor there as to a lifeline. There where what other self-bound persons had wrapped and lovingly laid, a total loss for all was found in purity among his friends, changed but at the same time opening everything on earth to the power that lifted him. No wonder Paul cried out, I count all loss above all loss. Among us, Jesus found encrusted words and structures. He washed and brushed them clean, and out of the intractability of history learned by rote, stepped in simplicity the exemplar into the prairies of dutiful days, each with the taste of moving slowly towards without the horizon coming any closer. His are the evenings of a king in a cave, kept wakeful by deftly deciphering the poems he found written in his heart. When most of his people trailed about in molting plumage, aping through fear and envy those not themselves, he brokenheartedly tried to put heart in them again, or rouse them to the dread in time that dragged them down into insensibility. In the besieged city he moved among the panic-crazed, and where skin and bone cannibals crept, or by the walls rocked against the rock like a cribbed infant. Once for a time all of them were strangers far from home. They knew the wreckage to be faced and put together somehow on their return some day. Once again there, Jesus too found words twisted, rubble about. And again he swept and tended them, gently, almost smiling when some who so cherished the traditional that they urged stains, gritty particles, dust must be left, too untouched. His words flowed from a clear wellspring always, till now a little tainted by the hand that cupped to drink or the crafted ladle. Why was this one then dragged off and left abandoned to indifferent cruelty once, with no home left anywhere? Entombment, however, is new in all history, what it is for.